Welcome to The Genuine Optimist. This podcast is about the hope for a better world to come. Optimism comes from the Latin optimum, or best thing. Here we talk about the optimum best things, which may at times require us to face the worst. This is what is called a genuine optimism, the real substance that gives us hope for a better world to come. Hold tight. A renaissance is coming. Let's get started. Episode 2, The Lost Values of Liberal and Conservative. I'm kind of an oddball. Let me explain. In the company of liberal Democrats, I become a community conservative. In the company of Republican conservatives, I call myself a classical liberal. Both community conservative and classical liberal are birds of a feather. They naturally complement each other because they naturally support each other. I call myself a genuine optimist because this is what I believe. I believe we are naturally meant to find agreement and consent. It is part of our divinity. However, dark forces want just the opposite. They want confusion and not consent. They want division and not dialogue. Let us first look at liberalism to see how it has been destroyed and replaced with divisive intents. Liberalism is not what it ideally should be. It has regressed into a kind of political advocacy for the extreme while losing its equal voice for all. We should ask an honest question: is this good? The least served in any society has changed for the liberal mindset. We once viewed the least served as being the disabled, the illiterate, the unemployed, and the hungry. These were the least served in society, and many associated a genuine concern for serving the least as being liberal. However, today the liberal mind sees the least as being those with different sexual orientations, ideological ethnicity, or just about any identity issue. Here's just a few. Black people believing that cops specifically target them because of the color of their skin. Or feminists believing that men judge and treat them poorly solely based on their gender. Women voting for a woman because the U.S. needs its first woman president to empower women. Or people believing conservatives hate all women, Muslims and Mexicans, because they believe in nationalism. Or lastly, people assuming that if you are a white male, your political ideology is trying to push white supremacy. Anyway, these are not issues that serve the least. They create division. This is what liberalism has become: divisive and contentious, a constant splintering of people apart into polarized and tiny groups. If you believe these are universally true and apply to all people mentioned, then there is no way such a belief can come to an agreement with others. Tragically, such a belief can never sponsor a vision for all. That opportunity for building consensus with a unified vision is completely removed from the table of discussion. This is what hatred does. It keeps us from talking and it keeps us from coming together. You know, I love that word, talking. For me, it once stood for the very meaning of liberalism. Take John Stuart Mill's essay on liberty. Published in the mid-1800s, Mill said something remarkable. He said, "The silencing of discussion is an assumption of infallibility." The liberal left today, which is really the far left, does not believe in this principle anymore. The lost liberal value is freedom, free agency, the free press, and free expression, plus all the freedoms necessary to increase more transparency, more openness, and more collaboration. You know, I'm not saying the Democratic Party ever held these truths. What I am saying is that many of us at one time were taught that to be liberal meant to be an evangelist for these truths. At least, I had many professors in college that would teach these truths. Is there any hope for bringing these truths back? Yes. We first need to start talking about the purity of liberalism against the backdrop of statism, which is not liberalism at all. True liberalism is a decentralized voice for all. Statism is the centralized control of voice for a few. These are incompatible with each other, and we need to spread the good news that liberalism is reborn in its purity through new ways of free association. Hold on to that thought. Many episodes to follow will explain. Just keep this one beautiful truth in your mind. liberalism is to be freely expressive and to open channels of discussion with the goal of reaching the truth. Tell that to every social justice warrior and every political Democrat you know. Wake them up to their true origins and let the restoration begin. Put aside the political and get back to the original principle. Now, as for conservative, what do you think it means? I would suggest that you not consult a dictionary right away. First, ask a Democrat what they think the word conservative means. You will find a lot of derogatory comments like tightwad, close-minded, warmonger, and the word capitalist is often used in the same negative tone. Believe me, I have some issues with capitalism, and I will explain those in podcasts to come. But keep this in mind. Conservation, or to be conservative, means to protect value. It is central to a sustainable culture. Have you ever heard anyone use the following phrases? The conservation of liberty in the hands that add value. The conservation of wealth in the community. The conservation of voice and vote together. The conservation of responsibility locally. All of these are rarely held in the hands of the people, something you think conservatives would jump on. Instead, the word conservative today is associated with a strong military, secure borders, protecting the Second Amendment, right to bear arms, free markets, and balanced budget. These are repeat slogans with no real call to action, meaning they are not principles, they are platitudes we take with no responsible action. Like the liberal, the conservative has given up the central drive to conserve everything possible that is good and to conserve value as locally as possible. Like the liberal, they have moved to national soundbites and have ignored the local plight of liberty. For example, compare the conservation of responsibility locally with the slogan free trade. Which one solves for the other? Does free trade conserve local responsibility? No. But does local responsibility conserve free trade? Yes. More responsibility locally creates a decentralized market, and this is closer to free trade. More responsibility locally is a definitive action. Conservatives too often have a motto or a slogan with no real call to act. If they had a real call to act that would solve for the local issues of inequality, then liberals could jump on board, at least classical liberals. Unfortunately, free trade means nothing unless we can show how it creates more natural equality without the state getting involved. Until conservatives understand this, the liberal will gain power from time to time and push more responsibility toward the state in an effort to solve for their inequality issues. It is the job of the conservative to keep the liberal focused on the community. This way, individual liberty is protected at the same time. Anyway, I'm going to say a lot about conservatism and liberalism over the years and in many podcasts. Let's just look at two simple principles, the principle of conservative and the principle of liberal. The principle of conservative is to protect what is good. It's that simple. Conservatism is about value, the freedom to create value and the liberty to conserve value. And liberal is simply to be freely expressive and to open channels of discussion. Is the liberal approach to reaching truth. If we keep those two fundamental principles always at the top of our minds, we're going to have a better chance at coming together and reaching consent. So there you have it, the lost values of liberalism and conservatism. Let's give them a new life by giving them a new voice. That voice is genuine optimism. The hope that through common consent, locally, we freely associate as a people to surface better communities. These better communities will be united and not divided. They will lift ideas and not individuals. They will become thriving cultures and not power struggles. A renaissance is coming. Can you see the early morning glow rising over the horizon? If you can, you are a genuine optimist. You have a solid foundation for your optimism because you have the cause of liberty restored in your soul. Please subscribe to The Genuine Optimist at genuineoptimist.com and to get notified.